Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Around the circle.
That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk.
Ole Miss will play Oklahoma in the National Championship Series this weekend by beating Arkansas 2-0 on the shoulders of one dominant Dylan DeLucia. And yeah, I'm still here in Omaha, so where are we dropping tonight, fellas? Hey, buddy.
Okay, did you go to the game?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You didn't go to the game, did you?
I can neither confirm nor deny what I did.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. Not only a dominant pitching performance, one that will be discussed 50 years from now in Ole Miss legend and lore. I mean, what Dylan DeLucia did today was it was a clinic. It was 2 hours and 6 minutes of a pitching clinic against one of the best hitting teams in all of college baseball, mind you. Just unbelievable. He picked his team up, put them on his back, and carried them all the way across the finish line. As far as dominant performances by Ole Miss Rebels, and I don't care what sport you want to talk about, this one is right there at the top. I mean, the only thing I can think in football that would even compare to what Dylan DeLucia did today would be when Dexter McCluster ran all over Tennessee so many years ago. This, though, a much bigger stage, a much grander stage. Dylan DeLucia, Ole Miss Rebel legend, bottom line legend. Half the fan base didn't know who this kid was prior to May 1st, Ben. He is a legend and will forever be. That's how big this was.
Because his effort, his performance, sent Ole Miss into the national title game. Okay, so here's what happened. I took a picture laying on the couch of this Airbnb. I might have gone to Rocco's. I might have gone into the stadium a little bit. I might have stepped out a little bit. It was the most quintessential Ole Miss, watching an Ole Miss game experience you could come up with. Imagine all the different...
Well, whatever you did, this is what you have to do
okay.
From here on out.
Okay, then that's what I'll do.
No change of routine.
Oh, man, I went to like four different places. I went down to the grandstands. I went in and around. It was all over the place.
There you go. Well, that's the roadmap for you the rest of...
Let's go. The curse. The curse is not... It does not exist for Ole Miss baseball this year.
Well,
7-1 in the postseason.
It couldn't find you, Ben. It looked for you in the press box. You weren't there.
Right.
Just missed you in the grandstands.
I can't move.
The Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. You outran it. And I wish I could give you credit for this. You didn't have a damn thing to do with
nothing.
This was all Dylan DeLucia.
Dylan DeLucia, man. And what a performance. Because it's not like Nolan wasn't good. He was really good. But he was unhittable against this team. A complete game shutout on 113 pitches. This is the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was talking to some other. Yeah.
A four-hitter, two of them he gave up in the first inning. They had two hits after the first inning. Think about that.
In terms of all-time great Ole Miss sports performances, I mean, this is up there with Drew coming back on short rest on that Monday and stuffing it for eight, just kept on going. You thought, oh, that's just one more inning, and he's really giving a lot. He goes for eight. This is up there, Christian Trent and Lafayette to beat Lafayette. Super regional to punch their ticket in 2014. Christian Trent said, don't worry, guys, I got this with my arm. And he went out there and stuffed it. That was legendary. This is different, though. This is a stage unlike any other, man. This is a national championship stage.
Yeah, this was huge. This was absolutely huge. You know, congrats to the kid who was playing JUCO ball down in Florida. Thought he got a break when he transferred to the University of Charleston. And Mike Bianco saw something in him and said, hey, come join us in Oxford. And he did. And now look where he's at. Look what he did. And look who he did it to. I mean, just absolutely incredible. I mean, we could talk this whole podcast about what Dylan DeLucia did today. Hey, I'm all for somebody sewing a C on his jersey too, man. How about another captain out there? I mean, this kid deserves it, right?
Put the S. Put the S on his chest like Clark Kent, man. Because what he did was, I mean, that was heroic shit out there. We have not, because you hope today that Dylan DeLucia would go out there and give them 6-7 strong. He was a little bit on short rest. Maybe he gives up 2, 3, 4 earned runs, but the offense will bounce back. No, the offense put up two runs. After a night in which it only put up two runs and had a chance to win the game at the bottom of the ninth, but it was all because of Dylan DeLucia's heroics. We've talked about this before, man. They signed him to be this. That's not a joke. That's not, it's not revisionist history. It's not any of that. They signed him to do this. When they signed him out of North Florida, that's a really highly respected junior college program. And so they signed Dylan DeLucia.
Yeah, well,
and he was dominant, but like he didn't have a good fall. He didn't have a good preseason. And he starts in the year out of the rotation. He lost to Drew McDaniel for the Sunday role. And Jack Washburn's in the rotation. John Gaddis is in the rotation. It was just Derek Diamond's in the rotation. Now, none of those guys, John Gaddis was great yesterday, Jack Washburn, but the guy leading the rotation, the guy pushing, punching Ole Miss's ticket into the national title series is Dylan DeLucia. So it's like he's realized his full potential of what he could be, what Ole Miss saw in him, and he's done it at the biggest stage, which makes it that much more remarkable.
Yeah, don't forget this kid spent the fall at the University of Charleston before he made it to Ole Miss. So, you know, we'll take it. Absolutely. And he arrived at what he was expected to be, well, back in May. But he really arrived today. Now, moving forward, Rebels got to play Oklahoma on Saturday, game one of the best of three national title series. Dylan DeLucia is not off the table, but he's down at the far end of the table in terms of will we see him pitch again. If Ole Miss wins this thing in two, you won't see him again. I think it's got to be Monday. It's got to be a game three, and it's still probably got to be a relief role unless he just doubles up and goes off 3 days rest this time. Your thoughts on that?
Second shutout in the Men's College World Series. The first was in 1956. I think it's a relief role. Maybe he makes an appearance on Sunday, but that would be grossly irresponsible, in my opinion. I think he's held to the unnecessary game on Monday. Hopefully we'll get to that point, because I think what John Gaddis and Jack Washburn did against Arkansas, even in a losing effort yesterday, has provided the confidence that it's not just Hunter Elliott and God, what do you do? John Gaddis and Jack Washburn, two transfers from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Oregon State, respectively, they were signed to make these appearances. And if they give you exactly what they gave you the last time, that's good enough for this offense if it's clicking, which it really isn't right now. It gives them an opportunity to go out and do their thing, and you're going to win the ball game. So I think Hunter obviously is going on game one on Saturday. Then Sunday, John Gaddis will start it, and that's what he wanted. And it's a dream realized for him, too, even in a losing effort for him. He came to Ole Miss, transferred. He deferred medical school, and he stuck and came to Ole Miss for 1 year because he wanted to go to the College World Series. And despite the up-and-down nature of his one and only year at Ole Miss, he goes out and stuffs it yesterday. Yeah, he gave him some home runs, including an absolute piss rocket to dead center, 436 feet, I think it was. But he competed and only gave up those two earned runs, handed over to Jack, who pitched better than he has all year. His stuff played up. He hit 94 on fastball velocity. So now you feel like you can win with those guys piggybacking on each other after Hunter Elliott. So Dylan, he can't come back to Monday, because what really, honestly, yes, of course, in perfect world, you would want him available to start on Saturday. But this was the game of all games today. This was the one. You have to win this one to get to there. So he'll be, I would be shocked if he doesn't make an appearance of some kind over the weekend, even though I'm not for that. But I don't think he'll make one till Monday, because I do think this series is going to go three games.
Hey guys, just want to tell you this podcast, this crossover podcast, is brought to you in part by S&J Custom Framing, where art is a gift of love. S&J Custom Framing is located at 1001 Van Buren Avenue in Oxford. go see John Adams. John is the owner of S&J Custom. And let me tell you, it's the perfect place to go shopping for the Ole Miss fan, or even for yourself, because you're Ole Miss fans as well. Ben, they've got great prints inside this store of Ole Miss football. Legendary prints, Dexter McCluster, Chad Kelly, the Mannings, you name it, and they have it at S&J Custom Framing, as well as they can frame any Ole Miss memorabilia or non-Ole Miss memorabilia that you'd like. Great selections of mats and frames in there. John's always willing to work with you on the pricing of things as well. And before we go, let me tell you about their pottery. Peachtree Pottery, Beloved Pottery, Crossroad Pottery. Just some incredible gifts in there. Next time you're in town for the weekend and you're looking for a place to buy some Ole Miss merchandise and art, even pottery, go visit John Adams at S&J Custom Framing, 1001 Van Buren in Oxford.
This podcast is also brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler. Have you ever wondered what you're going to do for retirement, or if you're ever actually going to be able to retire? Well, if so, give my friend Thomas Chandler a call. He specializes in retirement and investment planning and loves helping people plan for their dream. And he can offer you pretty much anything you could possibly need, from mutual funds to employee benefits, college savings plans. Give him a call, 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186. And start taking control of your future today with Thomas Chandler. If you haven't already subscribed, rate, review this podcast in iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. I do not care what you say. Ben, you're too loud. Ben, you're too obnoxious. Ben, you keep interrupting. Whatever it might be, leave a 5-star review. This podcast can be found wherever you get your podcast. Just simply search Talk of Champions in Spotify or SoundCloud, iTunes, you name it. We're there. Stitcher, I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and AffiliateOn3.com. David writes for Inside the Rebels, an affiliate of 247 Sports. Let's hear from a couple of more proud sponsors of Talk of Champions.
It's springtime in Oxford again. Who doesn't love springtime in Oxford? Flowers bloom and the squares popping. Ole Miss baseball, a little Ole Miss spring football. It's honestly one of the best times of the year, so why not enjoy it? See all the beauty that Oxford has to offer in a brand new car, truck, or Jeep. Well, if you're in the market, the only place to go, Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Allen Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates them from every other dealership in Oxford, Mississippi, as Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford aims to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Most everyone who's listened to this podcast should know by now, this is the only place to go. And when you go, ask for Brian or Mason, tell them Talk of Champions sent you, and take advantage of any one or more of the services Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford provides by contacting them at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000, 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi. Allen Samuels, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
There are now only three SEC schools to have never played in a College World Series finale. Tell me who they are, Ben.
Kentucky?
Kentucky?
Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Auburn?
Missouri.
Ah!
Missouri, yes. I think that's the only other one. So that demon's been exercised. A lot of demons have been exercised.
That's what I want to talk about. David, think about what this team. It's shocking that it was this team. And I know it's rehashed and it's broken record stuff.
It's not shocking. It's not shocking.
You don't think it's so? Even being the last team in, considering what they were. Okay.
It took a couple of months, but this team became what we all knew it could be. It's not shocking. If you go back to February and somebody told you Ole Miss just beat Arkansas to go to the Men's College World Series, you would say, well, that's what they should do this year. All these veterans are coming back. That's exactly where they should be. They have fulfilled all of those January and February preseason prognostications from media types like us and from fans. They have fulfilled that. They're playing for a national championship. But for somebody to say they are not who they should have been, that's dead wrong now.
Oh, that's not what I was saying. I was saying that this team, the way it had played all year, for it to be the one that get to the finish line and get to the championship series is a remarkable story. But the talent was always there. That's what was so frustrating about this group. They were ranked number one for a reason. They have the pieces. They had the pieces. And now the pieces have fallen into place to where now Ole Miss is in a position by Monday to be national champions. The thing that all Ole Miss fans at any of the three major sports have always wanted. Baseball, football, basketball. And it's football, baseball, basketball in that order at Ole Miss. So for the second most important sport at this university to be within striking distance, right there on the precipice of realizing that, this is what you need to enjoy. Get to Omaha, because like this is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been putting all that blood, sweat, and tear equity of a fan into. So, I mean, this is just, oh my God, Ole Miss is competing for a national championship. I honestly never thought in my life I'd see it.
Yeah, I'll just throw this out there in the wind as well. Guaranteed, this baseball program is going to finish with its highest ranking ever.
Ever.
Won't be lower than number two. Hopefully, number one. But ever.
Yeah, now you just got to be greedy.
You got to be greedy. Hey, look, you're still playing with house money, all right? But it's on the line now. I mean, it's there. It's tangible. You can taste it. Go get it. Absolutely go get it. Is this a team of destiny? Maybe. Maybe not. But they're where they were expected to be. So, I mean, honestly, everybody can all the criticisms. And Lord help me, I don't want to see it again. I, no matter how this three-game series goes, I'm going to vomit in my mouth the first post I see where we need a change with coach. I'm going to be sick.
I'm not going to lie to you,
because that's not even in the wheelhouse anymore. That left in Miami, I think.
I'm going to tell you that mound meeting he had last night that went viral on Twitter.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Loved it. And he was, look, I'm not going to parse the language. He was chewing some ass. And some ass needed to be chewed. And, you know, maybe that had an effect on the day. I don't know. But that was beautiful.
See, there's a lot of frustrating things about that loss. Like hitting Hayden Leatherwood and TJ McCants against the lefty. Oh.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, that's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm getting to. All the hand-wringing last night about, well, could have done this, could have done that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Dylan DeLucia.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
I agree. I mean,
that's what I was getting to. Like, we are Ole Miss as far as this Ole Miss baseball program is concerned, and it could lose this weekend, but I don't care. But we are Ole Miss. What they have done in this postseason, all of the demons they have exercised, I just don't want to hear it no more. I don't want to hear it no more. This team is different.
Yeah,
it's different.
We are Ole Miss gets to be an excuse at this point, okay?
Yeah.
We are Ole Miss would have dropped this game today. They didn't. They won it. So, you know, no more of the we are Ole Miss stuff.
No more of the Mike series. Stuff. No more than nothing. Just win a title.
Forget it. Yeah, sit back and enjoy this thing like mature college sports fans should.
Or just get into town and hammer some Jello shots.
Yeah.
When are you coming down?
Well, I've got to talk to my daughter. She was texting me, yay, as the final out was recorded. But I've been kind of busy since that moment, so I haven't talked to her yet. But you and I will talk tomorrow for sure. I'll let you know.
All right, let me know. Give me David's final thought before we record, whenever we record again, in advance of Ole Miss participating in the College World Series title series against Oklahoma, starting on Saturday at 6 p.m., then Sunday at 2 p.m., then Monday, if necessary, at 6 p.m. Your final thought, I'm going to let you take us out here.
Yeah, it kind of feels funny saying this on a day when Arch Manning commits to Texas. But I can think of no finer day ever to be an Ole Miss Rebel. Everyone should embrace this and love it and be packing your bags and planning to head out towards Omaha, Nebraska on tomorrow. That's my final thoughts. And look, Dylan DeLucia, you're the man. You are the man.
Come on, be honest though, David. When Arch committed to Texas, which was no surprise at all, Ole Miss has not been in it for a while now. You thought a little bit like, oh God, this is going to set up to be a we are Ole Miss day bad if Ole Miss loses this, because it's going to be about, oh, Arch couldn't wait, and they lost. You could see it.
You know what? My first thought was my phone started dinging, and I was driving to the gym, and it was like ding 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 ding, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I look down and look at it, and I'm like, I got to tell both my guys, I don't want any crap on Arch Manning's commitment to Texas on the front page of Inside the Rebels. That was the first thing I did. I was like, you know what? The baseball gods are going to shine on us this afternoon, and they did.
So you were still optimistic. You are lying through your teeth that you didn't think for a second.
No, man, I'm telling you, I felt good all day. I have really felt good all day. Now, when I didn't feel really good was in the first inning and DeLucia gave up those two singles. But you know, by the fifth inning, I'd come back down. And by the seventh inning, I was feeling it. And by the ninth inning, I was like, oh, my God, just one more out, one more out, one more out. That was kind of how my day went.
We are Ole Miss does not exist with this Ole Miss baseball team anymore, ever again. All the days and talk of Bloody Monday with Tennessee Tech, the disappointment in Fayetteville, the disappointment in Tucson. It doesn't matter. Ole Miss is playing for a national championship.
Right now, I'll tell you who's disappointed right now. The Arkansas Razorbacks and their fan base and the Mississippi State Bulldogs and their fan base. Those are two disappointed fan bases right now. So, Ole Miss fans, man, live it. Just live it. Live it. It's a great time to be a Rebel.
Look, I'm 36 years old. You're older than me. Where does this day rank among your favorite Ole Miss days since you've been alive?
Oh, man. Wow. Because even though I don't cover baseball, I'm just as big of an Ole Miss baseball fan as I am a football fan. And, you know, man, that's tough. Golly, Ben.
It's up there.
I mean, honestly, I got to say, man, that game, that victory, yeah, it's up there. I'm so used to Bryce Drew hitting the shot at the end, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so used to Bo Wallace fumbling through the end zone and the game's over in overtime.
Laquan snapping his leg and fumbling, 4th and 25.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the 2014 victory over Alabama when Cinquez intercepted the ball and Alabama had to go through the agony of instant replay review and all that, that's always going to be one of my favorite moments.
But not as consequential now as far as what it meant than this.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, this one's right there at the very top. Don't make me name the best, but it's right there at the top. It's not second to anything.
Is Ole Miss going to win a title this weekend?
You know, the odds are stacked in Oklahoma's favor going into this thing. Just basically, and this is just if you take a cursory surface glance because of pitching. But outside of Dylan DeLucia, every other arm on the Ole Miss roster will be ready to go. They're rested and they're ready to roll. Very minimal, really no damage done to the Ole Miss bullpen throughout the first their first four games in Omaha. So, you know, I like the depth of things. I know Oklahoma's in good shape with their pitching, but this is going to be the year, man. This is going to be
the year.
Why else would we be here?
Let's say it. It's felt special since Coral Gables, and it felt even more special in Hattiesburg, and now it feels like friggin' destiny. I don't care. We are Ole Miss, can kiss off Kick Rocks. It's happening.
Hey, I'm telling you, everybody, just enjoy this. Enjoy it all the way up to Saturday night. Get your game face on. We're going to need it. And wish Hunter Elliott the same luck and same abilities Dylan DeLucia showed the world today. And everything's going to be all right.
Call me when you get into town, all right?
I'm going to do it.